Hello there. I'm thinking about putting in some wind a little bit later. I hear a baby crying. That's not anything I'm inserting. That's real. Anyway, I had to stop for a moment. What I was thinking is putting a bit of wind into the soundtrack of this episode. Would give it a feel of being outdoors. So, why? I don't know. I was outside walking around and actually went down to visit the local ski resort. It's about 10 minutes away, and it's both a downhill course and it's cross-country Nordic skiing, they call it, I suppose. They have all these miles of trails groomed out into the woods. And the woods are filled with these very tall men with mustaches. You've never seen so many tall men with mustaches skiing around. This is the Nordic, the cross country. I don't know about the downhill. We didn't go to that part. The last time I went to the downhill part, everyone looked very tan to me. It was like a tropical feeling, as though everyone was at the beach. It's just a strange thing, but the Nordic cross country is like every... It's like that comedian Jeff Foxworthy. There's all these Jeff Foxworthys on skis, tall and slender and almost 50 years old. You don't know where they come from altogether. Why this look? Maybe it's the skiing itself. It can best be done by these tall mustache men. So at any rate, because we went there and I was walking along, I heard the wind, I thought it would be nice to have a windy atmosphere. Maybe the sound of feet on snow, crunching. So I'm walking over the frozen tundra, speaking to you. It's a nice image. I wonder if that's comforting. Is it comforting to be listening to someone walking virtually over a frozen tundra? I'm drinking coffee, but we can pretend it's soup. It's some chicken soup. Maybe broth. Some chicken broth. Or beef bouillon cubes. And some very hot water. Oh, look, and now it's snowing. That's a sound effect you can never find. I've looked. You mean they have them, but they don't... The sound of snow exists, but it's very... I don't know. It's like the sound of air. It's close to invisible, if I can say that. It's very close to nothing, but there is a sound. It's just so soft and so subtle. I saw another film. There's that baby again out here. What's he doing out here in the frozen tundra? Oh, yes, it's cold and windy. Anyway, James Bond with Daniel Craig. What do I have to say? It was very long. I was ready for it to end at about the 90-minute mark, and it just kept going. It was two hours and, I don't know, 20 minutes. Very long. Very puzzling, too. It's sort of film that it moves along for 45 minutes, and then someone shows up and explains why the previous 45 minutes occurred. So you're propelled along this course, but you don't know why. You don't know why James is going to certain places, who the bad guy really is, and why he's bad. You know there's a lot of money, and you know it involves terrorism, but you don't exactly know what the point of it all is. And the bad guy in this one sort of looked like a Tom Berenger with a facelift and then Hitler hair. He had this very bizarre hairdo. Black, slick hair, shortened, Germanic, really very, very Hitler-esque. And then very Tom Berenger-esque. And when he wept tears of blood. And they did a very poor job showing this blood weeping. The first time he weeps, you don't even see these blood tears. He just speaks about it. He apologizes to his guests. I'm sorry, I'm weeping blood. But you don't see it. He wipes his eye, but you don't see blood on the tissue. And then later, towards the end of the film, 4 or 5 hours later, you see a couple of bloody water streaks near his eye, but it's not dramatic enough for me. Some very good things, though. Daniel Craig was good, yes. And the reinvention idea works well. Bond comes off much more of a sociopath, though. A serial killer. He's very cold, and there's not any the qualities of suave that you associate with the previous Bonds. Not there at all. He's not a classy fellow. He's much closer to blue collar and much closer to an assassin, which is probably a good thing. I think they need to warm it up a bit for the next one. Because it was just a bit too chilly. It was almost like watching a film about someone evil. But he's very good. His physical presence is good. And he's not one of those actors who can't do the stunts or who you don't think can do the stunts. You think he can. He's tough. Like Mark Wahlberg, but British. What else? I felt that Judi Dench played M, and she just had nothing particularly interesting to say. She just had to keep being flabbergasted by Bond and say things like, now what the hell's Bond up to? And oh, what will that Bond do next? You could almost see her disdain. Why didn't they write my part better? This is a good part, an interesting casting, but they keep giving me these lousy lines. What else? I couldn't tell you what happened, really. Who the bad guy was. Seemed to be a couple of them disappearing and dying. But everyone loved it, so I'll let it go at that. There was a little British movement going on in the films I've been seeing. The Queen first and now Bond. What's next? Something else. What are we seeing? The next film. Oh, yeah, there's another British thing. I'm not particularly keen on this one. I'll watch it because it has Kate Winslet and she's always worth it, but Cameron Diaz almost makes it not worth it. Yes, I'm talking about The Holiday. Jack Black and Jude Law. Neither of which. There was a moment, a longer moment for Jack Black, shorter moment for Jude Law, when I held out hopes. I really liked Jude Law the first time. Or maybe not even. Maybe just the idea of him I liked during Talent and Mr. Ripley. That was it. I thought, well, I'll see his film, next film, whatever it is. But he never quite appears. He's He just lacks interest. He looks like he should be charismatic, but he's not. And then Jack Black. Very likable. Especially when he's in that position of being aware of how over the top he is. When he's got some control over that, and when that's part of the joke, his awareness of his over the topness, that's when he works best for me. But when he's just over the top and just bouncing like a Super Bowl around town, shouting and singing and with his eyes, his eyes get this tendency to go mongoloid and slice downward, and his mouth moves upward, and it's like something's plunging in from his nose. And I don't know if that image really quite concocted right, but his face can look, well, very funny. It's disturbing. Like a mental patient escaped. What else? Are we still walking over the tundra? I hope so. Let's pretend. Well, this will be like the James Bond film. We're in Asia. So for the last 11 minutes, we've been in Asia. Asia Minor. Because that's even more remote. Because where we are is remote. Let's talk about Mooch Cassidy out here in the tundra. I got to hang out with him a bit at the big ass bash. Got to see his room at the pod. Much bigger than my room at the pod, though I think I paid a little bit more. Little bit more, but he got the old Irish treatment. Everywhere he went, he got the old Irish treatment. Some wonderful love for Ireland here. I really like it. I do. Because it's nice, because mostly it's, you get random, banal, extraordinary hate for foreigners. You know, oh, here come the Nigerians. I hate them so much. For no reason. Or, here come some Spaniards. Don't like them. But, oh, it's an Irish fellow. And you're ready to marry him. Or give him some money. Have some change here, sir. From Ireland, are you? Wonderful. Ireland's the best. You know, it's like the chef just came out from the kitchen. And you want to congratulate him on what a great meal you've cooked. There's that feeling with the arrival of an Irishman. And Mooch Cassidy does the job very well. He's a delightful young fellow. Very funny, but yet serious. He's looking for happiness, yet you can see a little sadness. He's very easygoing, very approachable. And one thing that he can do that not many people can do, not many men, is he can grab testicles. Mooch Cassidy grabbed a lot of testicles while he was here. And it's hard to describe if you're not there, you haven't seen it, or if you just see a photo. It looks wrong. Or someone said, told you, you know, this Mooch fellow from Ireland grabbed my testicles. You'd think, that's inappropriate. But if you're there and you see him do it, you just laugh, because he does it very, very well. He's very skillful at it. It's like a comic. Like if Ricky Gervais did it. No, it's inappropriate, but there's something remarkably daft about the way he does it that removes anything else from it. So, keep doing it, Mooch. Don't do it to me, though. Ha, ha. All right. So what else is this? He's gone back to Ireland, and everyone loved him. He was the conquering hero, and that's wonderful for him. He reminds me somewhat of a Muppet. I don't know if he knows what the Muppets are, but it's that that puppet hair he has. It's puppet hair. And the smile. Maybe the Irish people are better. I don't know. Special something. And maybe it's so awful there. Whenever they get out, they're just so happy. It's infectious. Here on the tundra. Somebody sent me a rap tune. Plethora did. I was hoping to try to put it together just impromptu right here. Start up a drum beat. But I failed to print out the lyrics. So we'll save that for the next time. Again, I didn't know I was going to do this. It was really when I was out with all the Jeff Foxworthies wandering around the ski resort that I realized I'd like to make a bit of a report on the Jeff Foxworthies. There's too many of them. It was one of those things where I was so struck by them all. Just hundreds of them out there before me, skiing in their different fashions, skate skiing and whatever else, normal cross-country skiing. I wanted to get them all together and say, "Gentlemen, look around. What do you see? Tell me. And let's talk about this. Let's get to the bottom of this. Why are we all Foxworthies? 6'4", mustache, skinny legs. I was interested. You'll never get to the bottom of that one, though. Let's skip it. How are we doing now? 16 minutes. I suppose that's enough. I'll turn on the piano. We'll make up a song about being out here in the Nordic country of Asia Minor with the wind and the footsteps and the baby and the chicken broth. Is that it? I got bouillon, beef bouillon soup. Delicious. Especially out here where it's so cold. Cold, you'd think some higher notes. This is a Robbie Benson film. Remember Robbie? He should be brought back for one of these CSIs. All these people should be recycled. All the people who've gone over the top and down into the sludge pile of their own celebrity should be recycled. It's because we need them. We want them to come back. We'd root for them. Now that they're all old and beaten up and they've lost that sickeningly cute expression or whatever it is. Here we are in the Arctic, wandering around. Here we are in the Arctic, wandering around. Normally I would find a better second note, but it's all random. Well, we'll call that the Arctic song and leave it at that. So thank you for joining me for road number 9. These are much more casual. I realized it was more important to be casual, not to bring up magazines, right now at least. And to just think of this more as an audio blog reporting on the Jeff Foxworthies. Whatever else. Ideas that occur during the day. That's all. Like a diary. Journal. Out here. In the icy, frosty, windy, snowy, single baby having country of Asia Minor.